Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, and somebody did text in and they said, Kevin, after you your Aaron Rodgers joke. And
sorry then, about that.
And then somebody said, don't let Corey shut you down. And then somebody also texted and said, it's okay if you're making fun of Aaron Rodgers. So... you know what? I'm going to roll with that.
You like that,
the way that it is. Coming up here at 12:40, we have some action-packed pack breaks, I believe, that are going to be happening. No?
No. Action-packed is an old brand of cards, so I don't want to send people away.
Okay.
They're like, I don't want to listen to that crap. We have significantly higher end,
better.
Although I do love action-packed. It went away like 20 years ago.
What was in the action packs?
Action pack, they were like, hey, you know how a card is flat? What if we try to make the action come to life? And it looks, and it's like a...
bubbled?
Yeah, but like the players are like coming out of the card just a tiny bit.
Like my Barry Sanders card? I have one.
Yes.
Is that
yes.
Was action pack? Okay. So
I like
really
action.
The future of cards.
It was the future of cards, but like... even you can go pick up a box on eBay for like $50. These boxes are...
was it because they printed too many of them? Is that like isn't that in supply and demand what it's all about?
Yeah, that's what really took down the junk era.
Okay. And real quickly, I know we were talking about Myles Garrett a few minutes ago, and I hope he never ends up as an Eagle. That would really destroy my soul. Mm-hmm. But he breaks the sack record this year. Like, what happens to the value of his cards? How much does that change for a defensive player? Because I know they're in a weird place.
They are in a weird place.
Under question.
And there are some exceptions, and maybe Myles Garrett becomes one. But when you are in Cleveland, no matter who you are, it's very difficult to overcome that to become a valuable collectible.
So him getting traded to Philadelphia, the first card of him in a Philly jersey might go insane
yes.
in Philly.
Unfortunately.
Okay, maybe the Cowboys then. This is what our hope.
Oh, that would work.
Yeah.
That's not what you asked, though.
Well, he brought up Philadelphia earlier, Kevin.
I don't recall that.
All right, let's go ahead. We do have Ryan from RJ Duke Sports Cards and Memorabilia. We'll be out there next week for Peace-a-thon, and I'm really looking forward to this big day. It'll start early in the morning, end deep into the night. And Kevin says that we're going to raise $2 billion this year.
If you work in an establishment and have some sort of... auction thing that you think will go for?
I thought you said you were done
with a comma in it.
Done collecting.
I know I am, but my numbers have come in a little bit lower than I was hoping they would.
Okay.
So if you have comma worthy auction items, please do reach out.
All right. Okay.
Kevin.Hagland at odyssey.com.
And is there anything that you, because I know here at 1240 we'll be doing, not action packed, but it'll be a lot of fun for us. Anything you want to promote for next week as we get rolling into that?
Absolutely. We'll get to that.
All right.
We'll get to that later.
All right. Sorry about that. You only get one shot. But right now it's time to talk about the Dallas Stars, who win 5-1 over the weekend. And Kevin, after they torched the Canadiens 7-0, they said, you know what? We're going to just keep scoring, baby. And I'm loving this team right now, dude. I really am.
They are so much fun, and that's why I really wanted to make it a point, right? Because it's Cowboys game day.
Yes.
But it's high noon, and it's Stars time, baby. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. So,
and they're on a nice streak right now. Point streak in addition to a win games.
Ooh, which one to start with?
Let's go with win games.
All right. They have win games. Good. And that's what I'm going to say. They've won 5 in a row, all right? And they have throttled their last two opponents. So bad news for the Islanders coming up tomorrow. But yeah, they outscored the Canadiens 7-0, beat the Flyers 5-1. So they've outscored their last two opponents 12-1. Why? Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Jason Robertson. So Jason Robertson has been awoken. He scored twice in the second period against the Flyers. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No. Okay. I want to hear more.
Twice in the second period. Oh, man. He is not going broke right now. He's making a lot of money. Robertson scored twice in the second period. He scored in the third period, gave him the natural hat trick where he scored 3 straight goals uninterrupted. But here's the thing. Consider this. That gave him 3 straight 3-point games. So in the last 3 games, he has 6 goals and 3 assists. It was his 6th career hat trick, and Roope assisted on all 3 of those Robertson goals. And it's just been, these last 3 games, he has been activated. And one of the things that he was talking about was the shot opportunities were there. Now he's taking better advantage of it. And the other thing he added was, sometimes it just takes you getting that one goal. And then that confidence level maybe doesn't change the shot that you get, mm-hmm. but it just changes the shot that you take, you know?
I've been very impressed with, like, last year it was the Finn line. You know, it was when we were going into the playoffs, once you got Rantanen, you were like Rantanen, Hintz. Yeah, like you got the Finns on that front line. And now this year they've mixed it up, keeping Steele up there with Wyatt, you know, trying to change some things up just a little bit. But Hintz and Robertson are good together. They're
They've
over time, over history, they've proven that they're good on the same line together. And I know that I said that I didn't think that Robertson could get back to being a 100-point scorer this year. But, man, if where he is right now. And last week we talked with Brian Ray about his shot selection and how important that's kind of changed. Go back and look at Dirk Nowitzki's heat map. And most of his heat will be at one of the corners, the elbow, if you will, by the free throw line. Jason Robertson, just above the dot, all the way back, is kind of where his
crush you on some of those mid range goals.
And you know what? He has such a good computer. I mean, we got to talk to our friend. We haven't talked to Scotty, Slim Scotty, in a long time.
Oh yeah.
But you know, one of his other, he's got a computer in his brain, dude. The way he sees it, he can set people up too well. So this is a good line right now that I think they're going to lean heavily on. This is nice. I like seeing it.
Now, and I don't want to be selective about this because Jake Oettinger has still had plenty of struggles early on this season. But if you go back to that Philly game, he was on track before he gave up a goal in the third period to becoming the first goalie in the NHL this year with 2 shutouts. So he did end up giving up the one goal with about 9 minutes to play. But you've had some really nice goaltending as well, because the game before it was DeSmith who threw the shutout. And so it feels like you're really clicking on all cylinders. That has given you a 5-game winning streak. But this is probably just as, and maybe more important, the Dallas Stars have gotten points in 12 of their last 13 games.
Okay.
The only one was
That's
their
huge. That is very big.
I don't know if you watch this game or not, Ryan, but their weirdo game against Anaheim where they lost 7-5. That's the only game in the last 13 that they haven't been able to gather a point. And that game was just a disaster. Oettinger, if we're going to mention the good, have to mention the bad. He was a disaster in that game. So was the defense. It was a weird game.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely hot and cold.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
But I really would want to give a lot of credit for this team to its front office. Definitely, easily the best front office in Dallas, Fort Worth sports right now, because they have a great team right now, and they have a lot of assets that they can use in the future.
Yes, yes. And they've locked up a whole bunch of their young players. You saw that, you know, just a little bit ago with Thomas Harley. Now, the bad part about Thomas Harley, Glenn Gulletson said he'd been playing 3 to 4 games with an injury. Of course, it is the vagary of the lower body injury. And they said it's not worth the risk anymore. So right now, Thomas Harley is week to week. Like that has nothing to do with like, oh, that was a bad contract. This is just a natural transition.
It happens.
They've done a really good job of locking up their younger players. But if there's one thing that's just like a tick off for the Stars right now, you're still missing some players. And now Harley will miss a little bit of time. But in the 12-game run, not only are they getting points, they're getting the vast majority of those points. They're 9-1-3 in those games. So obviously you get the 3 points off the 3 overtime losses or shootout losses. You only lost one in that run in regulation. Well, I guess the Anaheim game too. So you've lost 2 games in regulation in your last 13 games.
Wow. That is a fire team right now.
And because of that, where do you think they stand record-wise in the entire league?
Third.
Oh, that is correct.
I knew they were second in their conference.
No, they're second division. In their division.
Division.
And that is kind of the it's way too early to like standings watch, but it is kind of funny. They have the third best record in all of hockey, and the team with the best record is ahead of them.
Really?
So
they just got to catch up to them, is what you're saying?
In their division.
Yeah.
I guess I should have said in their division, or else you're like, yeah, no S.
They just got to take down Colorado, is what you're saying. who are number one in the power rankings overall right now because they're that good?
Okay, and it depends on, you know, which power rankings you look at. But if you want to go to The Athletic, I think that this is probably reflective. You got Colorado 1 and Dallas 2.
Okay. ESPN has Dallas 5.
When did that come out?
I don't know. Yesterday.
Ooh, I don't care.
I don't know that I'm right about that.
Oh, okay.
It came out November 14th.
Okay, so that was Friday.
That was Friday. Yeah.
So they've only tagged on one more game, but I bet in the next one they're in trajectory to at least be the top three.
They have New Jersey, Anaheim, and then Carolina all in front of the Stars behind Colorado. But I can totally see where you're going with this. They're also really down on Tyler Seguin at the moment. And and what are you doing, man? Why you got to be down on our guy? It's our guy. Stop that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You would have meant.
Come on, ESPN. Get it together.
Hey, Kevin.
Contracts definitely.
It's our team. It's our team that's playing the best right now. We got to support.
Yes. They actually, in all seriousness, they've been playing absolutely phenomenally. So I appreciate that you've seen it at every single level. I think you've seen the defense tighten up. Part of the reason for that is you've seen your puck control tighten up. They have not been turning the puck over anywhere near as much. Now, sometimes agitating times, sure. Sometimes agitating numbers of turnovers, fair. But I feel like every team in the history of hockey is going to run into that. So they've been a lot tighter with the puck, which has made things a lot easier for their goalies, and their goalies have stood up to that metric. And then their offense, especially Jason Robertson, has really turned it on. So click, click, click across the board. Not difficult to see why the Stars have been playing so phenomenal.
You see anything easing up on their schedule here coming up too that could present problems or make it a little bit easier for you? Well, you got the Islanders coming up and then Vancouver. I think that's a good little group to keep this thing rolling, man.
Yeah,
I really
look,
do.
It ain't the beginning of the 80s anymore. I'm not afraid of the New York Islanders.
Yeah, I don't know who is, honestly.
I mean, probably people who live in Long Island.
Why? Because
they have to watch their team.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time for the lunch rush, everybody. It's the Expressway. Are you ashamed to be a Cowboys fan at all? That's a question we are actually asking. This is ridiculous.
What?
Also, Collectible Corner, ladies and gentlemen, we finally get Ryan to answer the question I asked that Kevin cut him off for earlier. Next on the Fan.
Action-packed?
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Kevin Hagelin. Alec Medford in studio as well, and we are in the studio in the new building. Hopefully y'all are loving what we're doing in these walls right now.
I am.
We do have Ryan from RJ Duke Sports Cards and Memorabilia in with us as well. And you know what? I did get, Kevin, I did get an A-OK from Marty Turco for Peace-a-thon. He will not be in town, but he is excited to help out Peace-a-thon as always.
Hell
so,
yeah.
Nice work on him.
He's been so helpful
dude,
for almost a decade on that now.
Yeah, and then think about all the times that he made those electric plays on the ice for us whenever we were kids.
True.
Just watching him as a grown man and adult. And we were like, we're children compared to him. He's so awesome, though. He's really cool. He is really cool. And I really appreciate our friendship that we've been able to build over time.
He is one of the friends along the way that I'm happy about.
Yeah.
That's not normally me.
Uh-huh.
But
that along the way is a long journey. That's not like a quick thing. This is a thing that it's been time that you've both spent and put in there. All right, right now, Kev, you look...
No, I'm
concerned. I'm not going to use that word.
There's
anymore.
Some setup to this segment.
Okay.
All right. And so, are you ashamed at all to be a Cowboys fan? Look, we've been discussing doing this topic for about a week and a half. You can probably guess why we did not do it in the last week and a half. Just felt like not the right time with the death of Marshawn Nealon. But Marcus Mosher, is it Mosher? Mosher? Mosher.
Sounds good to me.
He tweeted out, and a bunch of people sent this to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One thing that I've noticed over the last few years with Dallas is that its fans are ashamed of their team. It's one thing to be bad, but Cowboys fans hate their team more than anyone else. There is no pride left. And, I fundamentally disagree with that. But I think there are a lot of people who feel that way. Like
Cowboys fans hate their team.
Yes. And they're ashamed of their team.
We played the audio of the Jets kid.
Yes.
And we all felt like we agreed with the Jets kid that day.
But I think there's a difference between I hate this team, which I went through many of those phases on Saturday during the A&M South Carolina game.
Because you didn't trust me.
I should have. Believe. You know what? Honestly, there was a point where I was like 5 minutes behind the game. And I was like, you know what? I wish Corey would text me right now.
I never
but you couldn't
once
in the first half
faltered, Kevin. Not one time. See, I was like, I was going, dang.
I faltered.
This is going to be an awesome comeback is what I kept saying.
I faltered. And then I got a couple of different Twitter messages like after one of our interviews with Jerry or Steven. And the person was like, this right here is exactly what Steven and Jerry need to hear repeatedly. This is what they've done to our fan base. And then last week, somebody gave the Cowboys for the midway point an F-. They said, I'm literally embarrassing to tell people I'm a Cowboys fan. So I just wanted to set all that groundwork to throw it out there. And I responded to a couple of those messages. And I was like, I don't agree with that at all. Like, there's times that this team irritates the hell out of me, especially when you know some of the other stuff that comes along with it. And I've been pissed off at this team just like anybody else. But I don't think I'm ashamed to be a Cowboys fan. So I just wanted to open that up to everybody because I just don't feel that way.
And for anybody that is, because I see people texting in, they're like, most definitely ashamed of this.
And
team.
I knew there would be.
And then from the 214, you can disagree with it, but it's okay to hate your team and its failures over the last 30 years. If you don't hate them, that's fine, but it's okay for others. I agree.
Yeah, sure, for sure.
But when did you start changing from, I love this team, to, this stinks.
Yeah.
To, we can fix this. To it's unfixable. To I hate this team because that is a there's the feeling that you can change it.
Yeah,
I think I probably lost that 2 years ago because I wanted to believe that Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence could be the change.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Changing factor. Then Mike beat me down. Mike, I know you're in therapy right now. But Mike beat me down with, once Micah gets used to being a Cowboy, you'll see.
Yeah.
Once he gets part of the glam and all that stuff, you'll see. He'll lose that lion mentality that he talks about. And I was like, no, man, I think this could be the difference. He could be the one that changes the culture on this team. And it never did change. I really felt that. I was like, he's got the talent. He says all the right things. Then he stops saying all the right things. But I think that's when I started going, oh, my gosh, I don't know if this thing is fixable. They have to find leaders in there.
Yeah.
And they don't have a lot of them. Because a lot of the guys, they show up, they get a check. They're happy about it. They're on the biggest stage,
100% factual,
and then they go about their business. And there's I know CeeDee Lamb. I know he wants to win. I know Dak wants to win. I think Pickens wants to win. I think there are a bunch of guys that do want to win. I also think there's a bunch of guys that understand being normal is okay, and being truly excellent is very difficult.
See, I'm glad that you said that, because I know some people are going to be like, well, everybody wants to win. But I don't agree with that. I think there are some people who are like, yeah, I want to win, but that would be cool. But, you know, if it doesn't happen, oh, well. Versus the people that you were talking about that I think they're like, I will do literally.
The sacrifice that it takes to
whatever it takes.
To be untouchable is that's very difficult to attain. You give in to a lot of things. The days where you're like, man, I should do this extra whatever. You're like, you know what, or I could not. And I think sometimes you get that, nah, I don't have to. There's nobody on them too, actually, honestly.
And the early waves of texts I see, Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line, are people that are embarrassed. From the 682, they said, I am embarrassed to tell people I'm a Cowboys fan. From the 254, my dad was ashamed of me a few times growing up, but he never stopped loving me. Maybe I'm ashamed of what the Cowboys are doing sometimes.
Okay.
But I'll always be a fan. And I think you can be a fan
absolutely.
And be ashamed. From the 469, I'm embarrassed of this organization. From the 817, it's embarrassing. And so that's another thing is, like, do you draw the line, like, between embarrassed and ashamed? Because there are times when I'm embarrassed by things that this team does.
I literally asked him, because the reason I asked Jerry that day was because I woke up that morning embarrassed. I went to bed that night.
Plus, he was being an ass.
Yeah, that too. But they lost to the Bears. They just lost to Buffalo. And I was like, man, those were two embarrassing games for the Cowboys. And so I was embarrassed. And now, as far as being ashamed, I think that would reflect more on me than the team, because I can be embarrassed and move on.
Okay.
I don't have, if I'm, shame is going to fall on me. Shame on me. They can't fool me anymore. I know what they are, Kevin.
Okay.
But I'm not ashamed of being a Cowboys fan. I am always hopeful, though. I'm always hopeful that my team will finally figure a way to turn things around. And that's
That's nice.
Because hell, the Rangers won a World Series.
Yeah, man. People, I think it's really easy for people to lose sight now of how awful the Rangers
were.
The
Mavericks
won
an NBA championship.
Yeah.
Remember how bad they were for a long time?
Yes. Look, it is a weird dynamic that the Rangers made the playoffs for the first time right when the Cowboys were finishing what I still think is the greatest 4-year run in the Super Bowl era of any NFL team, but it took them 25 years to make the playoffs. The Mavericks were the worst franchise in all of sports in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, like you said, they not only did they win a title, they've been back to NBA finals outside of that.
They were able to make moves. Like, they continued to grow with Dirk. Right,
that was
kind of the beginning of the foundation. It took a long time for them to win that championship, but that was the beginning of the foundation. But they continued to make little small moves that people were like, "That's never going to work. That's never going to work." And even the year that they got Tyson Chandler and Brendan Haywood, and I was like, "Kevin, I think we have the team." People were still doubting that. They were like, "Tyson Chandler's going to get injured," and all these things that were going. And I was like, "I don't know, man. I think this is a good team, and you have Dirk."
Like, yeah,
that was always something you could rely on. They eventually built it with the Rangers. We saw them building, and we thought they were early. We thought they were year two too early to be that team, and yet they're there. That happened the first time they went to the World Series. We thought that they were early when they went to that World Series. So we thought for sure they were going to win the second year that they went. Unfortunately, Kevin, there was a situation with Nelson Cruz in right field.
I know what happened.
But that's probably what Jerry leans on. Is my faith that my team can figure it out or get lucky at some point.
Ryan, are you a Cowboys fan?
Yes.
Okay. Are you ashamed to be a Cowboys fan?
Absolutely. No. Okay.
It's fine if
I can be ashamed.
Yes.
I can be embarrassed. I can have rage as well. But when it comes down to it, do I stop watching? And when you talk about Jerry, I think that's what would matter.
100%.
Do you stop watching?
100%.
And the answer is going to be no. Everyone on this text line is probably going to want to say yes, but the answer is no. We will still watch this team.
Agreed. There was a time, was it last year? I think it was last year, right? When they got bumped off a primetime game, and I was like, man, I feel like that might make a bigger impact to Jerry than a loss would.
Jalen Smith was on the team.
Okay.
So, that's the line. Actually, yeah. I think this happened last year too, but Jalen Smith was on the team. And his quote was, if the boss isn't upset, then we're okay.
Yeah.
If Jerry was fine with it. We said, hey, Jerry, like, we asked him, are you upset that you got bumped? No, you know, like, he gave us it's good for another team to get the what? You want your team to be there. And then
right.
Your player came out and said, boss don't care.
Yeah. Why should I?
Yeah.
No, we've definitely been.
I'll leave the garbage on the floor if the boss is fine with it.
I've definitely been employed at a place that felt like that before. From the 901, they said they're from Memphis. They said in Memphian. I will accept.
Never heard that before.
I will accept that is the terminology. I'm embarrassed to be a Cowboys fan when others are talking football. I hold my head down. Now, that's interesting. I'm going to get to you in just a second.
Hold on, real quick. Here's the. What fan are you? What are you team? What's your team?
The Cowboys.
Okay, now ask me that.
What's your team?
It's the Cowboys. I understand. I'm immediately making up for like things immediately as soon as I start talking about being a Cowboys fan.
But the interesting thing to Ryan's point is everybody knows things about your team.
Yes.
As opposed to
everybody knows everything about my team.
I know.
Thanks, ESPN.
And I think there are plenty of teams where you're like, oh, I like the Vikings, and you're like, oh man.
Cool. Or John Randall.
Back in the day, yeah. Randy Moss was awesome. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like you get like a lot of like just like, could you imagine the worst we would all agree is being a Seahawks fan, right?
Why?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. There is somebody there in the room that I did room. That just mm-hmm. for them. But like everybody knows who your team is, you know? And like they're aware of it because of what Ryan said. It's because nobody is bailing on this team no matter how upset they are. And from the 817, see, I don't entirely agree with this either. Bleed blue, win or lose, y'all are fake fans. I don't think that it makes you a fake fan
to be critical of
your
team.
Yeah, absolutely. Or even at times be ashamed. I personally am not. But that, because see, I think I'm fascinated by that conversation about holding your head down. Because I think when you bring up the Cowboys, everybody wants to engage you in conversation. Whereas if you're a Jags fan, they're like, oh, cool. And then they like just move on.
Trevor Lawrence,
to the next thing. Now, Alec, you were born and raised in the Metroplex as well. I know you're a Cowboys fan. Are you ever ashamed to be a Cowboys fan?
No, because it's a life I chose. Like, at the end of the day, it is a fandom. It does not impact my life. It doesn't impact other people's lives. Like, it is a choice that I make to try and have fun and enjoy a game that is being played at a very high level. So I don't find myself ashamed that I associated myself with the team. I find myself disappointed with the team and ashamed at the team for things that they do. Because going back to the text that you just read, is being a real fan whenever, like, I'm not putting this out in the air, but if the Cowboys lost to the Raiders today by 14, are you going to say, ha, I love this team?
Mark that.
Like, no. You're not going to do that.
Yeah.
You're not going to be excited. You're going to be mad. You're going to be upset. You're going to be on Twitter saying, what the heck is wrong with this team? Sell the team. Fire the GM that can't fire himself. Like, you're going to be doing all of those same things. So for me, it's just, yes, the team irritates me. They irritate the hell out of me, but I'm not ashamed. I live this life because I want to live this life.
And from the 205, I fundamentally disagree with this as well. It is an organization that is a laughingstock, and being a fan identifies you with it. That's just not true. It's people make fun of the Cowboys because they know and care about the Cowboys. Way worse stuff happens. Look, the Chiefs are a dumpster fire of an organization that has done so many awful things in the last 10 years or so. But it doesn't matter because they win. But other organizations do bad things too, but nobody dissects them or even cares about them. And like, look, I am dying for the Cowboys to get to an NFC championship game because they are the longest drought in all of the NFL. But is that the metric of which you decide success? Let's say you decide success by, well, when's the last time you won a Super Bowl? All right, well, we've won a Super Bowl more recently than the 49ers,
mm-hmm.
more recently than Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm just saying, there are other teams that I think if you change the metric would be terrible. And that's the shame about the Cowboys is they're never bad enough to like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Really be bad and rebuild it like... in 89. They're always, like, you use the phrase on Thursday or Friday, like hanging around the rim. And so I think they're embarrassing to some people because they have a larger than life owner who sometimes says way more than he should. And because everybody is invested in every single thing they do. If you just look at winning percentage, and I kind of hate myself for saying it,
very similar,
it's not that bad.
It's very similar to like Shador for you.
Yes.
You felt that he got too much.
Too far.
He went too far. And with the Cowboys, it's like they get more coverage than their winning deserves.
Yeah.
For a lot of people. But that's because Jerry is he understands it's not just a football game. And that's the frustrating thing to a lot of fans, is that he sees, hey, look, I can wear this hat as a football person. I can wear this hat as a marketing person.
Right.
I can be entertaining also. Let me get on the fan and talk and crack some people up, tell some good stories, and be entertaining also. And so Jerry knows that there's more facets than just one, but everybody wants to have the one facet, which is winning.
I think the tough thing is the whole Jerry factor. I mean, would Jerry be more embarrassed if the Cowboys are bad or if he doesn't strike at the new oil well he just dug?
Oh, man.
That's a good question.
I really do think he wants to win. I really do believe that he wants to go out and have one more, like, look, champion moment. And you know what, guys? I'm ready to pass the torch on. We're good to go. But I think more than anything, he wants to do it his way.
Yes.
And which is not the same way, which, as Fish will tell us, many ways to skin a cat, which is
also a weird phrase.
Yeah. But he wants to be like, look, I did all these other things and y'all said I couldn't. Y'all said I couldn't go on these radio shows. Y'all said I couldn't mix it up. Y'all said I couldn't do these things, yet here we are. Now, that being said, it hadn't worked.
Yeah.
In all this time. So that's where I feel like he does want to win. If he's not willing to sacrifice other things in order for that to be the way.
See, and I think to your Shador example, that's why Marcus's tweet was very thought-provoking. Like, I really spent a lot of time thinking about it, and that's why we've discussed it ahead of time and stuff. I just feel like it's gone too far. Like, that to say that the vast majority of Cowboys fans are ashamed in their team right now, I just think that's too far, and that is factually inaccurate. And so that's why we're in a weird spot where I'm defending, to a certain extent, the Cowboys brand and their ownership when I feel like I've been right up there in terms of critiquing some of their garbage moves and penny pinching and, to Corey's point, not doing what it really takes to win.
Yeah, depends on where you set your expectations.
Yes.
That this part, Kevin, that I've asked Jerry a couple times, and every time I ask him, I hope he's like, Corey, you know what? You're right. Every time I ask this, I hope he goes, you're right. I do need to go down there and start ripping some asses.
He did not say that to me a couple weeks ago.
I really hope that every time I'm asked, hey, Jerry, when do you need to go in there and start chewing out some people? And then he's like, today is the day, Corey. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to set the standard. And these guys are going to know. Because as we discuss very often, a GM would be, there might be times where people have to walk around on eggshells around him. And I don't know if that's necessarily the case in that facility.
Yeah. The KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
But hopefully they win tonight. I'll be at the Bearded Monkey in Forney tonight. Bearded Monkey in Forney, come see me. We'll be doing the official 105.3 The Fan watch party.
Now, if you thought Corey was distracted, it's because we're moving into Collectible Corner. And Corey, we're going to open some stuff, but also, since we're going to be doing Peace-a-thon a week from Wednesday at RJ Dukes in McKinney, I believe he is also going to tell us maybe some of the fantabulous specials that are coming up on Black Friday as well. And Corey got distracted because there's a mini helmet.
I have a mini helmet
in front of him
in my hand right now, and this like looks like the coolest box.
It
like
is.
How often do you guys open and you're like, I don't even want to get rid of this box. It's too nice.
Oh, like impeccable or national treasure. I feel that
we have about like 100 flawless briefcases in one of our storage units.
Just for the cases.
Briefcases.
That's kind of badass. But is as excited as Corey is, I think we should turn our attention to one Alec Medford. Alec, is it possible that you are more excited than Corey Majors right now?
I think to quote Corey Majors, oh man,
oh,
I got
man!
Some WWE Chrome, got a Breakers Delight box here. This is going to be incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Now,
that was special for Alec too.
Ooh.
Because the last time I gave you one of these boxes, you hit a Dom, or well, they opened for you a Dom Mysterio auto.
Yes.
Remember that? That was that Whataburger in Frisco, right?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember this, so I'm going to cut the mic so I cannot make ugly rapper noises.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The
but then, because if you get a hit, I want to hear all of your ridiculous. Well, I'm going to stop that sentence right there.
That might be smart.
I'm going to stop that sentence because then there's going to be a drop of
noises. You want to hear the noises that he makes?
See, and that is...
That's what you were kind of saying without saying it, right?
That is what I was afraid of. And I would love to announce one of the things that I know you're going to be doing. And then if you want to dive into any of the sales, I think this is super cool. So you're going to do repacks for our Peace-a-thon event.
What does that mean?
Now, yeah, if you're not familiar, so essentially repacks are, you open it almost like it is a pack of cards, but it is all things that have been curated and selected and everything like that. And so there's going to be, are we doing 100 sports and 50 Pokemon?
So what we're doing on Wednesday only during Peace-a-thon is we are going to be selling what we like to call Peace Packs.
Oh, and that's nice.
It's a mystery pack. They're all going to be just $25 each. They will have minimum value of at least $25. Most of these are going to be worth a lot more. Because you talk about repacks. you know, when people do repacks on like Whatnot or those platforms, they'll tell you that, oh, it's $100, but you might only get $10 worth of cards or something. No, not this one. Everything is going to be of great value to you because 100% of the proceeds are going to Peace-a-thon.
What?
We are going to put together some sports packs and some Pokemon packs. Pokemon right now is one of the hottest cards out there. I mean,
I've already seen the CD Lamb downtown. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or not, but when we're talking about the sports repacks, I have seen that y'all have a CD Lamb downtown for that, and I would like to find it.
You will find that in one of those packs. You'll find redemptions for high-end wax products, other type of products. We'll have graded cards, slabs, autographs, whatever. It is all going to be in these packs, and they will only be on sale on Wednesday at RJ Duke Sports when KNC is live from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. We'll be open 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. You want to come out and get those. It's going to a great cause. Again, 100% of the proceeds goes to Peace-a-thon on this one.
Do you feel kind of dumb for having us out there because now you have to get up extra early?
No.
I felt like a yes.
No, he's like, this is a good cause.
Okay.
He likes the show.
Gotcha.
Kind of, I guess. And then
he likes her. He likes her. Show.
And he likes the station. And he likes the things.
And I've got employees that are very excited to be up at 5 a.m. to get set up for this at the store. We're going to be doing a lot of big sales, too. Do you want me to get into that?
Yes.
Okay. So,
Actually, pause. Helmet, then sales.
Okay. So, Corey has a Fanatics Under Wraps mystery mini autographed football helmet.
I already know who doesn't know what's in it.
Oh, you don't?
I'm just guessing.
Okay.
What's your guess?
Roger Staubach.
That could be.
You better give that to
could be anybody, though. That's
I'm just saying.
Honus Wagner.
That, what? You gave this to the wrong person.
It is just football, not baseball.
Norm Van Brocklin.
I guess they did have helmets.
Steve DeBerg.
Steve DeBerg, that thing would be the biggest seller on the planet.
Reggie is going to bid on that.
All right, here we go. Do I pull this little tab right here?
It folds out.
Okay, so I just open like, ooh.
It kind of feels like a movie I saw with Jason Bateman once.
Amazing. Okay, hold on.
It's like opening the briefcase.
And then I unfold that.
Oh, my God.
There's a card.
I hope it's not Marcellus Wallace's soul.
I know what's in it. I saw the back of the card.
Who do we have?
Oh,
it's in a bag, too.
This is a baller
too.
Right now, too. I actually really like this player. I know a dude who wants this one.
Oh, great.
It is for you. Tank Dell, ladies and gentlemen,
that's really nice. Houston Texans.
That is a dope helmet. Nice helmet selection. Got the good auto right there. That's beautiful. There's a camera. Tank Dell for those Houston Texans fans out there who they're not embarrassed because they beat the Titans.
If you'd have lost to the Titans, you probably should have felt embarrassed.
Dude, that is awesome.
All right. Tell me about some of the sales, especially some of those doorbusters, which, hey, I'll be there early enough, but probably busy.
Doorbusters are on
Friday. That's on Friday. That's right. Okay.
You're holding the door?
Yes.
If you were there last year for their Black Friday sale.
You just stood there and held the door.
Well, I kind of did because there's so many people there, but also they had bins outside the store, and I just ended up like going through the bins and talking with people while holding
the
door.
That's really cool, dude. That's fun.
All right.
He was a great usher.
Back to you, Ryan.
So Wednesday during Peace-a-thon, we're going to have a lot of other sales going on aside from the Peace Packs. All our supplies will be 50% off.
Really?
All our memorabilia under $150 will be 50% off.
Ooh.
All of our clearance wax, so already stuff that's marked down, will be another 50% off.
So, and I'm not saying this sarcastically, that sapphire tennis box is one of the things that I really want.
If it's still there.
Hey! Go to his shop and buy things in the next week, except for that one box.
Actually, go ahead and buy that box.
Dang it.
But at the same time,
it's a heck of a deal.
Yeah.
It's already a heck of a deal.
That's cool.
And we'll have those sales going Wednesday, but then Black Friday. It's going to be a whole different day. Black Friday is where we do our doorbusters. And we had a huge day last year, like Kevin was just saying.
It was bananas.
Because our doorbusters really brought in the crowd. Here's what we have this year. I'm going to go through it real quick. All right. What we have both sports and Pokemon. 2024 Donruss Optic Hanger Boxes, we have them at $44.99. They're going to be $22.99.
Oh,
Have
Topps Baseball Hobby Factory set for 2025. This year, we're going to mark them down to $19.99. The new 25-26 Topps Basketball
Cooper Flag
Blaster Boxes, we're going to have them at just $17.99. That's way less than Walmart or Target if you can find them there. And Pokemon. Folks, we're doing Pokemon. Twilight Masquerade ETBs. We normally sell them for about $85. They're going to be down to $44.99. And
that's huge.
Recent Mega Evolutions booster bundles.
Ooh.
We're going to have those at only $34.99. Now, let me just say, this is going to be a one-per-person item. So, scalpers, stay home.
Your face scalpers.
Everyone is getting this. This is for the collectors, folks.
They did abide by that last year. Two things I was impressed by. The limits that you had, and also that there were no fights. Everyone was very organized. Was I a tiny bit disappointed there was no fights? Maybe. But everyone was very polite.
So are you suggesting, like, you want to see that, or you're saying you don't want fights to happen?
Of course not.
Of course. There you go.
As long as it takes place, outside the shop.
Okay.
Fight over by the Subway.
McDonald's.
They're used to that. Subway's seen some fights. So don't fight in the shop, because
please don't.
Then we'll have to take you down.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Put our helmets on.
The mini helmets. Tank Dell helmet is not going to fit you.
I put one helmet on my head, you know, one of those, and then put the mini helmets on my fist, and then just pop, pop, pop.
You
and
know
then
what?
They're worth more, right?
That's right. Getting used.
I'm not going to lie. Alec, I know we need to, we're going to go to you for your box, but I didn't say that right.
Masterpiece of the week. And I was a part of it.
I did not say that right.
For Alec's box.
But what I would really like to see is Corey wearing an autographed actual size helmet, taking down a shoplifter or something like that. That would be like just one of my favorite moments in all of life.
You could make that happen.
Yeah. I think we can. They're saying they can make it happen.
The Parsons helmet we got on clearance.
Right.
Like,
you can wear that one. Alec, have you opened your box yet?
Yes, so I have the pack open.
Okay.
So we're going to go through this. Got a couple base cards on top of Kit Wilson and Fallon Henley of NXT. Our first numbered card, a Karrion Kross.
Ooh,
blue,
I miss him.
They fired him.
$2.99. There you go. We have a Trick Williams Geometric.
Oh, I like Trick.
He's a future stud.
We have a purple to 10 of Austin Theory.
Oh!
Theory!
We've had him on the show before.
We have. We have $2.99, Ivy Nile. Another blue. We have a Geometric of Carlito. A green to 75 of Cruz
Del Toro.
Ooh. That is not the same.
Okay. We have our first autograph.
Ooh.
Is here.
Ooh.
Zelina Vega.
Ooh.
Oh,
you're kidding me.
There you go.
You're kidding me.
And we have an NXT gold auto to 50.
Oh, here we go.
And this is actually one of my favorite people. I think he is severely underrated. Axiom.
Nice. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's a tag team, and his tag team is called Fraxium.
He has a news website, I believe.
That is Axios, I think, if that's what you're referencing.
And then a couple of throwbacks here. We have Bobby the Brain Heenan,
what?
To 125.
I love Bobby the Brain.
And then Nikolai Volkoff to 75.
Dude.
Very
too
nice.
Cool. That is too
nice
cool.
Box.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not marking that.
please mark yourself saying that, please.
Nope.
And so, and this is one of the things, and we'll tell you more when we get to Peace-a-thon and everything, but we love Ryan. We love RJ Dukes, not only because we're going to be doing Peace-a-thon there, but he has been helpful at Peace-a-thon for like 7 years.
Since the inception of it all.
Yeah, it's a really long time. And perhaps some of these cards just end up in Peace-a-thon. I have got the Panini Black football box for 2025. Five cards, a lot of pressure. But I think you're going to like the second card. I definitely peeked ahead, even though I was not supposed to. Autograph. Ooh, God, that is a sweet card. Autograph rookie patch of Jaden Blue.
Dude, that is an awesome card.
Does this need
I know him? I want him yes. to be the best because of that card right there. That's, yes.
And
yes.
By the way, that card is numbered to 199. That patch is incredible. It's got part of his name or number on the in the patch.
Yes.
So that card is freaking amazing. Perhaps that makes its way into Peace-a-thon. And then we have another autograph. Oh, I know a couple people who are going to want this. J.J. McCarthy.
Whoa! Oh.
Number two. Man, his signature is nice. Number two, 155. Is he good at football? Sometimes. Is he not other times? Yes, that is also a fair critique. So love that card. Man, that is a thick-ass card. And then a Mason Graham jersey card.
Just got a text that said, I need that JJ in all caps. So
okay.
Just wanted to let you know.
Well, if you're willing to donate to Peace-a-thon, we can always figure out a way to make
Dude, that's awesome, a deal.
That really is. Man, these cards are...
Dude, the Panini black is that looks like a must have.
Yes,
like that looks like must grab.
Absolutely, and like I said, that Jaden blue, we could probably figure out a way to make that happen for people who want it for charity. Now, we can probably post the brochure. Where can people find it on your social media and everything?
All on our socials, absolutely.
Okay. Do you
want to post it on all our socials too?
Okay,
sound good.
That feels fair.
I love that collab.
Yeah,
just don't try to put the mini helmet on. You're gonna break it.
You don't know that.
I 100% know that.
Prove it.
Wear it like a puppet.
You prove it.
Coming up next on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time for the C Block. Where are we going, Corey? Hits and misses, ladies and gentlemen, next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.